John chapter number 8 is where we'll be reading. And verse 31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. Here in this chapter, we find this great verse. And verse number 32, where the Lord said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And that's what I want to preach about. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. When I look at this, and if you just look at it, you think if someone comes to the knowledge of the truth, they'd be free. That's not so. He's not talking about just simply hearing and having a knowledge of truth. There are a lot of people that sit on church pews that know the truth, and yet they're not free. Not free. When he's talking about, and ye shall know the truth, he's talking about knowing a spiritual knowledge, a fuller revelation. In other words, the Spirit of God has given you that knowledge of truth. He has brought it to you to really know it, to know it in the sense that there is a relationship with whom you know. That's what Job said, I know in whom I have believed. It was the truth of God that made Job the righteous man that he was. And it's the truth of God that the Spirit of God brings to you and I that will make us, the Bible said, to know the Word of God that we're born again by it. We're born again by the Word. You'll know the truth. That's one of the blessings of the Word, the truth. This truth, not just any truth, but this truth, the Word of God, and to make us free. When he said that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you. There it is. That's the Word of God doing that work of grace in our life. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God. And so it is this truth that makes you. It causes us to be born again. When it enters into our life, it's written on our heart, a heart of flesh, is what the scriptures say. God puts his truth in us. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you. That's a regeneration. Are you listening to me? That's being born again. That's becoming a real disciple of Christ. To know the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That experience of freedom that the Lord is talking about here. That perseverance of being free from sin in the context. He's talking to these Jews about them that are committing sin, that are bound to it. And he said, the truth can make you free from that. You see, you can persevere not to live the same life that you've always lived. Be the same one that you've always been. Be bound to the same dyes and lust and sins that you've always been subject to. Romans chapter 6, 7, and 8 teaches us about that freedom. Freedom through the Spirit of God. Freedom through the truth of God that you and I can overcome and persevere. Amen. I've heard Brother Ronnie say many a times how that when God saved him, wasn't any problem for him to put away some of those things that he loved doing on the weekend as a lost man. That he could not continue doing as a saved man. And it was those things that he yielded to, just gave them, said, Lord, I know this is sin here. Take it from me. And it was gone. That's freedom. That's the experience of the Spirit of God. Listen, that's the best AA you'll ever have. When the Spirit of God breaks the bond of sin in a person's life. Amen. A sinner becomes a child of God. Amen. Those things that you were, again, that you were, that made you a sinner. Those things that because you're a sinner, you did. You're now free from them. You believe that? You can be free from them? Have you been made free from them? The Lord said you'll know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. You see, you have to know it. You have to believe it. You have to believe that God's word, listen, the gospel of our Lord is the power of God. Amen. Unto salvation. To everyone that believeth. Amen. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. I believe with everything that's within me, the message of God's Son, living and then coming down, born of a virgin, living a sinless life, dying on the cross for the sins of the whole world, being buried and being raised to life again the third day, and is now at the right hand of God in heaven, making intercession for the saints. That gospel is enough to free every sinner and convert the soul. Are you listening? He can convert the soul. That message is powerful. It is the power of God unto salvation. The Apostle Paul said, it is that message. It's not my lifting up my voice that does it. I can't help it. I get excited sometimes as a preacher. I lift up my voice. Listen, you can be a grandmother speaking in a soft, small voice to your grandchildren. And you telling them that gospel, and it is the power of God that will grip them. That will grip their soul. That is the truth today. That the Word of God is bound to get a hold of you. Amen. If it ever gets in like good seed, it'll get a hold of you. Are you hearing me? It will get a hold of you. And then you've got something to do. You have got something to do. You've either got to accept the truth or you've got to reject the truth. You'll know the truth. If you want to be free, the truth will make you free. The truth shall make you free. Free from all those things that you feel you have to do, that you're pleased to do. There's things that I love to do. Before I saved, I hate those things now. You know why? The truth opened my eyes. It was a light. Jesus said in verse 12, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." You know the truth? You know that Jesus is the light of the world. Amen? And that if you follow Him, you'll not walk in darkness. Now that means the Word is telling me that before someone follows the Lord, they are walking in darkness. Right now, if you're unsaved, you are walking in darkness. Amen. You know what you need? Divine illumination. You need the Lord to turn the light on. Amen. Oh yes, to reveal to you this life, this light. This light illumination, amen? Christ, the light of life. You'll have the light of life when Christ the light comes into your life and expels you from walking in darkness. In Him is no darkness at all. In Him is no darkness at all. That's the truth. God is light. The world today, they want to give God a dark spin. They try to worship Him with dark sounding music and saying, "Oh, that's godly music. That's Christian music." There's no darkness in God. Are you listening to me? None at all. None whatsoever. No darkness. No worldliness in Him at all. God, the light of the world, Jesus, the Son of God that came to illuminate the very life of God manifested. That's the truth. He is God in the flesh. Our Lord and Savior is God in the flesh. Amen. God in the flesh. He's the one in the beginning. God created the heaven and the earth. That's Jesus. Amen. Amen. He said, let us, the divinity, the Trinity of God, the triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, these three said, let us make man in our own image. Amen. The Lord is this light. He is the Creator. He manifests in the flesh, God Almighty, the self-existing One existing in the flesh. What about that? I heard something the other day. I thought it was pretty good. Said that Jesus, when He came to this earth, He is so much God as if He was not man. And He is so much man as if He was not God. But yet He is God-man. Nothing, none like Him. Amen. He is the God-man. God in flesh. God in the flesh. Emmanuel. God in the flesh. There were times when His divinity was at work. He could walk on water. That was Emmanuel. Amen. Amen. And then the one that fed the 5,000. There He is. The one that raised the dead. But then there was one that cried and wept. That was Jesus, Savior. Jesus, the man. The one that hurt. The one that didn't get good sleep at night. Had nowhere to lay His head. The one that hungered and the one that thirsted. Jesus, the Savior. The one paying. The one that took our cross. Amen. Took the cross of the world and the sins of the world and was nailed to the cross. Jesus, Savior.
the man dying for all men, the Lamb of God taking away the sins of the world. Think about that truth. You have to know that truth. Not just hear about it, but know it. Know it and believe it. Know it, believe it, and accept it. Know it, believe it, accept it, and live in it. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Free to live. Free to live in it, amen? Living in that truth. I am not the same anymore if you're saved. You are not the same anymore. You've been changed. You are now a child of God, sons of God, daughters of God. That's the truth. You're not your own anymore. You're not the same. You're not your own anymore. You're bought with a price. Bought, made free. Bought and made free. I've told this story, probably been a long time since I told it, but they said back in the slave days, there was a black man that was a slave here in the United States, and he was just an awesome specimen of a man, big man, muscular man. And he had scars all over him from different masters that had whipped him and beat him, and he'd fight back, and he'd run, and he'd fight back, and he just constantly fighting against those masters, and they'd tie him down and whip him, but he'd always tell them, no matter what you do, I'll never serve you, I'll never serve you. They had him on an auction block, selling him again. There he stood, awesome specimen of a man. And, just huge, muscular, laborious-looking man, and the stripes all over him. And there he stood, and he kept telling them as they bid it, I'll never serve you no matter how much you pay. I'll never serve you. The man that finally bidded the highest came, and the black man looked at him and said, I told you I would never serve you. He said, I didn't buy you for you to serve me. I bought you to set you free. And it was then that that man broke and humbled himself under the master's hand and said, because of your love and your payment for me, I'll serve you all the days of my life. Willingly served. Willingly. Amen. Willingly, because of the liberty and the freedom that the price that he paid gave to us. Hey, that's what Christ did for us. Amen. Paid an ultimate price. Paid the great judgment of God Almighty. His soul made an offering for sin that you and I might be free. Free from sin, to live a life not being bound to the world. Listen, you may think sometimes you're having fun. You're miserable. You are miserable. Miserable. In sin, you will always be miserable. You'll always be empty. You'll always be bound. Jesus answered and said to them, you'll know the truth, the truth shall make you free. They say, answered him, we be Abraham's seed and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? They can't see their bondage. We were never in bondage to any man, verse 33. Oh, what about Egypt? Never in bondage? What about Assyria? We're Abraham's seed. We were never in bondage. But what about Babylon? We're Abraham's seed and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? What about the Medo-Persians, the Greeks, the Romans, that they were presently under bondage to? Amen? Then at this very present, the day they made that statement, Rome ruled them. They were in bondage to Roman rule. And here they're saying to the Lord, we be Abraham's seed and we're never in bondage to any man. You see, a lost person has a hard time seeing their bondage. They don't think they're in bondage. We're never in bondage. I'm not in bondage. How then, you say, we'll be free? You can't see your bondage. And until you see your bondage, you'll never know what freedom Christ gives. Amen? The power that Christ and His truth gives to break the power of that bondage and that sin. When Jesus came in Isaiah, He prophesied of it, how the Lord would come and open the prison to them that are bound. Give sight to the blind. Preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He would completely free them. That's what He was going to do when He come. Completely free them. When Christ said, you'll know the truth. If you know the truth, you'll be set free. Free and completely free. Amen. Not partially free. Free and completely free. Free from head to toe. Free to live for God. Free to serve the Lord. Free from the bonds of sin. You can be.
God, help us. I'll preach as much in this message about God's love for you as I will the judgment side. The judgment is heavy. That's the heavy side. The dying in your sin. That's unthinkable. Are you hearing? The going to hell. Dying in your sin. That's unthinkable. When God loves you. When God has demonstrated His love. When God has given you light. Right here through His word this morning. Here through the message, through the Sunday school, through the singing. All of it is a glorious jubilation of God's hand reaching out to sinners. Come unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God. Oh my. How about it? I'm going to give you this last thing here. In verse 36, he said, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. See, he said in verse 32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now here he's saying, if the Son, therefore. See, it's... the truth and the Son are interchangeable. They're one and the same. He said, I am the way, the truth. It's the truth of Christ. It's the truth of His life, of who He is, of why He came, why He died. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Listen, I know that ye are Abraham's seed. But ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. Abraham is our father. Jesus said, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. I wrote this down. Just because you say something doesn't make it so. I'm a Baptist. Is that it? I'm a Christian. Are you? Are you? I'm saved. Are you really? Just because you say it, that doesn't make it so. You see, that which has happened to us, that which bears fruit out of our life, that has changed us, that is the tell-all. If what I say I have, if it lines up with this book, because I could stand up here today. Listen, there are many preachers of different religions that stand up with Bibles in their hands saying that they're going to heaven, that they're saved, or that they are filled with the Holy Spirit. But what they're saying and what that Bible really teaches is two different things. So just saying it doesn't make it so. They were saying, Abraham's our father. Well, if he was, they would do the work of Abraham. That was the words of the Lord. And I'll say in place, if you truly know Christ, you'd follow Christ. Isn't that what he said many times to them? Follow me. How can we be saved? Follow me. Do my word. Obey my word. Then are you my disciples. If you love me, if you really love me, see, because we can say we love him, but that doesn't necessarily make it so. When we keep his commandments, that makes it so. Amen. That makes it so. Where are you at today? Do you know the truth? What have you done with the truth? What have I done with the truth? We know the truth. Has the truth made us free? And it will continue making us free. It will cause us to walk in great freedom and liberty. God doesn't want us as children of God going to sleep, laying down. God doesn't want us, how did he put it? Being weary and well-doing. He wants us to be zealous. He wants us to be filled with the Spirit. He wants us to be on fire. Amen. Full of joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's liberty. That's freedom. Peace that passes all understanding. You know the truth. Truth will make you free. Free. Free to experience Christ. Free to experience the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. That liberty of true salvation. Amen. Lord, bless your heart. I want you to stand. I'm done this morning.